Story from NBCSanDiego.com. San Diego City Attorney said his staff is preparing to question San Diego Mayor Bob Filner under oath in the sexual harassment lawsuit filed by the mayor's former communications director. Filner, who's a first-term mayor and former congressman, will begin 2 weeks of intensive behavioral therapy treatment starting today. He's accused by his former employee, Irene McCormick Jackson, of sexual harassment in a lawsuit filed by the prominent attorney Gloria Allred. McCormick Jackson was the first of 9 women to step forward and accuse Filner of inappropriate comments and unwanted sexual advances. Well, now that number has gone to 10.
I said it's going higher, hasn't it?
Yeah. A 10th woman has now come forward to accuse Mayor Bob Filner of harassment, and the alleged incident occurred in back in June, apparently at a church.
No.
Yes, at a Presbyterian church in June. It was an incident that she described as creepy. We were standing face to face, and he held on to me and was like, "You are so beautiful." Estelle Sombright was at the church attending a breakfast to benefit a group that helps refugees from Africa. She had met Filner once before, so she decided to walk over and reintroduce herself. She says Filner grabbed and held on to both of her hands, but the "You're so beautiful" comment was just the beginning. "You're so beautiful. I cannot take my eyes off of you," she said. "I just cannot take my eyes off of you." She says she was taken off guard by this. I said, "Oh, thank you." I kind of felt weird. Then came a line which has become all too familiar. "Do you have a husband? Are you married?"
Really?
And she says, I was like, that was kind of odd for him to ask me that. Then there was an invitation. And he said, "Well, you know, this is a personal invitation. I would like to take you out sometime."
Wow.
This guy never quits.
He doesn't, does he?
Now, look, these are all alleged incidents.
Right.
But still, this guy never quits.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And he's 73.
Yeah.
He won't stop.
He will not.
Later that day, back at the bank where she works, Estelle Sombright decided to confide in her assistant branch manager. I was like, the mayor came at me and said, "What? He's engaged?" I said, "Oh, my gosh, nasty, just nasty."
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She's the 10th woman to step forward and accuse the mayor of harassment. Not surprisingly, she has joined with her fellow accusers in calling for Filner to step down immediately. But after this 2 weeks of intensive behavioral therapy, he believes he's going to be able to do his job.
Because it's going to be intensive.
Right. And he's going to continue therapy sessions afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, monthly, weekly, I'm not exactly sure what the plan is going to be. But he does say he will continue therapy to try to fix this problem.
And that's good, because you hope he can fix this problem. But the thing is just going to go away in 2 weeks and he's going to change? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. And on July 26th, Filner acknowledged that his failure to respect women and the intimidating contact is inexcusable. In the statement at City Hall, he announced he would enter a behavioral counseling clinic, but did not divulge what specific behavior or condition he suffers from, but I'm all pretty sure.
I think we all know.
Yeah, he says, "I must become a better person. I must demonstrate that my behavior has changed." But after a couple of weeks, I don't know that that's going to be enough.
Well, that's just it. I don't care how intense it is.
Because I'm guessing, you know, this whole thing with coming on to every single woman you run into didn't just start when you became mayor of San Diego.
Well, that's just it, yeah.
Pretty sure this is a ongoing trait for this guy.
Yeah, it doesn't that you turn 70 all of a sudden, boom, I'm going to suddenly be Don Juan.
But he remains the mayor of San Diego, although he might be replaced by a 4-year-old boy.
I heard this story, yeah.
Robert Bubby Tufts hasn't made it to preschool yet, but he's already been elected twice as mayor of a tiny tourist town in northern Minnesota.
This is a great story.
Mayor Tufts' name was picked Sunday during annual Taste of Dorset Festival to be mayor of Dorset for a second term. It has no formal city government and has a population of 22 to 28 people,
right,
depending on whether the minister and his family are in town. Anyone could vote as many times as they like for $1 a vote at any of the ballot boxes and stores around town. The proceeds go towards organizing the festival. Bobby was only 3 when he won election last year. His mother, Emma, said she and her son, who turns 5 in October, got choked up when his name was pulled for re-election Sunday.
He's
choked
the cutest,
up?
Cutest
He's
little
adorable.
Son. Isn't he, though? Yeah, he really is.
He's an adorable kid. The boy picked a random man out of the crowd to pick the name out of a clear tub, and the man was blindfolded twice, so this was all legit.
Mm-hmm.
While this was happening, Bobby told the crowd how to musky fish.
Oh, really? There you go.
That's all you need to know in Dorset, Minnesota. Good for him.
No, it was a great story.
But if a 4-year-old can get reelected in a tiny little town, and there's no controversy surrounding this kid, you figure a 73-year-old man should be able to pull it together for a single term.
I can't argue with that, but unfortunately he can't.
But he can't. No. 823 with Mike and Matt. Story from NBC News. No animal died to make this particular burger. No bleeding calf was separated from its mother. No manure polluted the waterways. Jeez. No blood was shed on the slaughterhouse floor. But vegetarians and vegans, they're not lining up quite yet to take a bite. Today, Netherlands-based researcher Mark Post is set to serve his lab-grown burger in front of a carefully invited audience in London.
I've heard about this, yeah.
He says he's grown the meat entirely in the lab using stem cells from cattle nourished in a broth of chemicals and carefully engineered to grow into strips that resemble muscle tissue. Mm-hmm. Supporters say it's cruelty-free food, maybe more healthful to eat than meat from a real animal, and might eventually be made using far fewer resources than it actually takes to turn grain into muscle, fat, blood, bones, what have you. One of the world's most vocal animal welfare organizations, PETA, they're on board with this idea of cultured meat, but its leader says she won't be trying it herself anytime soon, and most vegetarians and vegans seem to feel the same way. Post has said he spent $325,000 developing this particular burger, made using engineered muscle stem cells grown in a broth made from a calf blood product. And apparently that's enough to repel Liz O'Neill, a spokeswoman for the Vegetarian Society, saying it is not an animal-free food yet.
No, it's not.
And it isn't. But this is an interesting concept, lab-grown meat. I don't know if it's ready for consumer consumption anytime soon.
And for mass production, it's not ready either.
Yikes.
But New York City isn't going to avail it. Is it today?
It's today.
Okay, yeah. I was emailed on that, so we'll see.
It's an interesting perspective, a different type of a product. I understand what they're touting is the benefits of this. I just don't know that the consumer is going to be like, oh, lab-grown meat.
Yeah.
That sounds appealing. I mean, I don't. Maybe over time, we would grow to be used to a product like that.
I don't have that much time.
Yeah, maybe you don't.
But maybe the next generation of that, because maybe someday you could mass produce it. But I'm just wondering, that whole aspect and the cost and the process, it's not going to be a very cheap burger.
No, but it could be an option down the road. And let's be honest, we put spam in our bodies. Do you know what spam is?
Yes, I do know what spam is.
Really?
Sure.
Because I don't. And I'm sure a lot of people don't know what the hell's in that little can. Okay? But we put that in our bodies regularly.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, Hawaii loves it.
They do.
It's like the state meat.
I haven't had spam in a long time. I think since camping days with the Scouts.
If we're going to do that, maybe lab-grown beef.
This is the next step.
Is an option down the road. We'll see.